Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. I'm Jeff Gamet. Today is Thursday, May 3rd, 2018. With me today, John Martellaro. How are you, John?
I'm good. Trying to stay dry. It is so soggy here in Denver.
Yeah, it's been rainy and a little snowy in Boulder.
May 3rd, snow. Yeah. Love it. Life in the Rockies.
Yep. Even saw a snow plow out yesterday, and I'm thinking, well, that's really wishful thinking. But, yeah. So, Andrew Orr, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good, and I don't mean to brag, but we've had some nice weather here.
No, that's okay. Go ahead and brag, because there will be a day when I have beautiful mountain weather, and you'll have really crappy weather, and I'll probably rub it in just a little bit.
Oh, that'll be okay.
So enjoy the nice weather while you have it. All right, so we should dive into topics, and the first thing that I want to talk about today is the A-Lady platform from Amazon, their voice control platform. And the news is that there are now over 40,000 skills available for the A-Lady platform. And developers are now going to be able to do in-app purchases with skills. So you can have a skill all the skills have to have some sort of usable functionality in a free form.
And Jeff, why don't you explain to the listeners what an Echo Alexa skill is, just to bring us up to date?
Oh, sure. Well, if you think of plugins and modules as a way to enhance a voice control platform, that's basically what a skill is. So the example that I came up with earlier this morning is my Echobee thermostat. The A-Lady platform doesn't know what an Echobee thermostat is just by default. So if I say, A-Lady, set the heat to 68, my Echo will respond, it doesn't know how to do that, or it doesn't know what that is. So, you know, something to that effect.
Sorry, Jeff. I'm afraid I can't do that.
Yeah. But after I install the Echo skill, then my A-Lady will, or my, I'm sorry, my Alexa skill, the A-Lady will then know what the Echobee is.
And how do you install it?
Well, there's a couple ways to install. The way that I prefer is to use the A-Lady app on my iPhone and then go to the skills section in the app and then search for the skills that I want there. Because that way I can look and see if there are multiple versions of a skill, choose the one that's appropriate for me, see what the user ratings are, decide if it's a skill that I really want to try and mess with anyhow. The other way you can do it is you can actually ask the A-Lady to find the skill for you. And in many cases, it can then find and install the skill. You may still have to go to the app to do some additional setup, like say with the Echo. To make all of that work, I have to go into the skill in the A-Lady app on my phone and enter my Echo account information so that so that both parts of the system can talk to each other.
Hmm.
So
are there any security concerns that are well known about skills?
I'm not seeing much right now. The skills that are available, I mean, there's 40,000. Holy crap, that's a lot. But Amazon is paying attention to those skills. So if there are user complaints about problems, they look into those things. And they have some pretty strict requirements about what developers can and can't do with skills. So, you know, so if someone tries to put a skill in out there for people to use that's designed solely just to eavesdrop on you or just siphon off information, Amazon's not going to let that go into their skill database.
You know, this seems to me like an incredibly well thought out system. Everything that Amazon does seems to be Johnny on the spot, kind of leveraged from what went before. I kind of get the feeling that when Echo was being designed, they laid out this grand plan for what its future was going to be and how it was going to work, mm-hmm. and what future expansion could take place, and had that with that vision in place about how this intelligent assistant should work. From that foundation, they have really accelerated, and it's in so much contrast to Apple's initial vision of the HomePod. It's amazing.
I agree with you completely. With the launch of the A-Lady platform, Amazon clearly had their roadmap figured out. So when people bought the original Echo, they had whatever functionality was baked into the device, and that was it. And then 6 months later, I believe it was 6 months later, they opened up the skills feature for developers. And then it's just been off to the races. And they made this open so anyone can create a skill, which has been really interesting, because you have manufacturers that make skills for their products and services. And then you have independent developers that look at that and say, I can do better. And then they create their own skill that's actually better than what the manufacturer made.
I wonder how worried Apple is about this. I mean, it's easy to put your head in the sand and say, we went in a different direction. We're so cool. We have this great product. It's great audio. We don't compete against Amazon. And so, you know, you just turn a cold shoulder to it. And meanwhile, it just zooms. Somebody at Apple must be worried about where this is going and taking control of the world.
I would assume so. Yeah. There's one thing that I look at. Well, there's a lot of things I look at with this comparison, but one of the things that I look at is there's so much that you can do with the A-Lady platform today, and it's like every week there's even more. Mm-hmm. Amazon is very aggressively growing what this platform is capable of doing, and I look at the HomePod and the S-Lady, and I get that Apple's playing a really long game here. I just get concerned at times that even though Apple is doing something that at some point people are probably going to look at and say, holy crap, that's an amazing product. And that, some people say that already. Is it going to matter? Is it going to be too late? And I know that is it too late for Apple discussion is something that comes up for products all the time. But in this case, I'm wondering, are people going to say, look, this A-Lady platform does everything I need. It adds in more features all the time. It's easy to use. Why do I need to have a HomePod in my house with the S-Lady on it?
Do we have more sympathy for Samsung now? You know, Apple will come out with something cool, and then a few weeks later or a month later, Samsung will mimic it. It's not, and then we kind of ridicule them for being copycats. But maybe there's that mentality like, oh my God, this is so cool. We better get on this bandwagon, or we're going to lose out. We're going to be too late. We better equal the good guys. I have a little more sympathy for Samsung than I used to.
I don't. I look at what Apple's doing with the voice control platform and artificial intelligence, and I don't see the same comparison that is there with Apple and Samsung and smartphones, because it just feels in that space Samsung is just watching what Apple does and then they mimic it, whereas in the artificial intelligence space it's like everyone wants Apple to copy what Amazon is doing, and they just won't.
That could be painful.
So I have a question.
That could be a losing proposition.
All right. I think you're already answering the question I'm about to ask. And Andrew, I'll definitely want your input on this too. Does Apple need to open up the S-Lady on the HomePod more for developers?
This is okay, Andrew. Sorry. I almost jumped in. Go ahead. sorry.
Yes, I think they should open it more. And I mean, actually, I think they are slowly, because I thought I read somewhere. I can't find it now. I was searching for it. But I read that Siri is going to get a couple new features in iOS 11.4 where it doesn't have much to do with, you know, opening up Siri more, but just having more control if you have multiple devices. Like you could say, hey, S Lady, play this on HomePod or my Apple TV or whatever. But yeah, I do think that they need to open it up more to third-party developers.
Yeah, okay. And John, how about you?
Well, I'm weighing this against the specter of the Vesta robot. I mean, we're off and running. This is the early part of the 21st century. We've got artificial intelligence agents lurking everywhere. We got smart speakers. We got home companions, service robots coming. I mean, clearly Amazon is playing, you talked about a long game. This is a really long game. This is the future of our interaction with intelligent entities that are, you know, intelligent agents. And Amazon seems to be on the ball and surging forward. And I think Apple needs to be in panic mode and figure out what they're going to do. Maybe it's not the HomePod. Maybe they need to say, well, we took our time, you know, we developed our own until a smart speaker and roll it out as if they had been planning it all along, you know. Mm-hmm. Something to save face, maybe, and lower cost. So you got the HomePod for the, you know, $350. Really great, really great audio. But hey, guess what? We've been working on a really great home smart speaker for a while. And here it is, and it's $129, and you're going to love it. And just, you know, just don't blink. Jump in. Go for it. Panic now.
Yeah. Now, I look at this, and I keep thinking, man, Amazon is just cleaning up in this space.
Yeah.
And I have all three of the major voice control platforms in my living room right now. And what I'm finding is that when I want to listen to music, I will make the Yes Lady play it on HomePod because the audio quality is vastly superior to the other devices that I have. But when it comes to routine smart home control, even though it is not as tightly integrated on the A-Lady platform, that's where I'm doing most of that.
You wrote a big article a while back that had an interesting title. I forget the name of it, but it had some interesting characters in the title about your experience with home automation.
Yeah, that was when I was talking about the stability problems that I was experiencing with the S Lady and HomeKit that led me to ultimately have to reset my entire HomeKit setup, which means that it loses all the devices and you start from scratch. And I was frustrated because that ultimately was the only option to fix what should, in my opinion, have been a relatively simple issue to overcome. So that was actually part of the reason why the S-Lady became much... No, excuse me, the A-Lady became much more important in my smart home control. I had already duplicated a lot of what I was doing across the two platforms for comparison. And when I had to start over with the S-Lady, I set that up with a very minimal number of devices so I can do some testing. And then I went over to the A-Lady platform and everything that I didn't have there that previously had been just on HomeKit, I set all that stuff up on the A-Lady. The exception is I have some devices that are HomeKit only, so the only thing that I can run them through are the S-Lady. And
you're a brave soul, Mr. Gamut.
Well, I rush in where angels fear to tread so that other people don't have to weep tears when these problems come up. Now, the other side of this is every time I tell the A lady to do something, in the back of my mind, I'm like, this happens faster and feels more elegant when I do it through the S lady. I wish I could do all these things consistently there. So it's my heavy adoption of the A lady is not something I look at as a binary thing where it's just A lady and nothing else. I'd really like it to be primarily S lady for everything. But
yeah, because we know Apple has a reputation for constructing its products in such a way that it preserves your privacy and security.
And
I think it was Friday's Particle through Bria. I talked about how Amazon has this obsession with getting into your home, whether it's inside the door delivery, inside your car trunk delivery, whether it's a robot wandering around your house snooping, mm-hmm. whether it's Echo keeping track of everything you buy and suggesting new things. So there's a double-edged sword going on here.
Yeah, I get that this is really hard stuff to do, and coming up with a good strategy for success, it's not an easy thing. And my guess is that Apple's decision to not allow this really open third-party developer thing for Siri on the HomePod is more than just, well, we know best, we're not going to let other people mess up your HomePod experience. My guess is that there's more to it, and I'm hoping that means that ultimately Apple is going to open up S Lady more on the HomePod and let third-party developers add in their own modules so that we can get even more functionality out of this device.
Yeah.
And in the meantime, well, we have this this A Lady platform that's just taking over in a big way. Much to Brian Chaffin's
Can you tell A Lady, don't respond to my verbal requests when I'm doing TDO, so that you can actually say Alexa?
No, not yet.
Not yet.
But there is a button on the Echo device that mutes it. And so what I need to do is remember before I record a show is to get up from my desk, walk across to where the Echo is, hit the button so I have my red ring of silence, and then do the show.
That violates the Brian imperative. The Brian imperative is, oh, no, I can't get up out of my chair and go press a button. I have to be able to say, computer, turn the lights down.
Yes. although I'd love to be able to say, A lady, don't listen to me for 30 minutes.
Oh, that'd be nice. Remember this.
Yeah. Or be able to set up a command where I say, A lady, I'm podcasting. And that,
that
triggers a series of events where, maybe like if there's any music playing, it automatically shuts off. If I need to have like a light on outside my office as an indicator to other people that I'm recording, that turns on, and it stops listening for 30 minutes or an hour or whatever.
We'll get there.
I hope so.
I'm sure.
Maybe you can build a skill for that.
You know, this is an opportunity right here.
Mm-hmm.
So, people, if you know a developer that's writing skills for Alexa, pass on what I want and tell them if they need a beta tester, just give me a call. I'm easy to find. I'm happy to help out. And I'm looking at the time, and we got really carried away with our discussion.
We did. My fault.
It's all our fault because we were having a good time. And I'm totally fine with that. So we'll have more topics tomorrow, and it'll be great. Andrew, thank you for being here today.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
It's always great to have you on. And John, thank you for being here.
You're welcome. I'm sorry I talk so much.
I don't want you to ever apologize for sharing all of your wit and wisdom. Seriously. Yeah. If you're talking too much, don't worry. I will find a polite way to stop you. And
doink.
Yeah, I mean,
doink.
Dude, I have a mute button right here. I can stop you anytime I want.
I'm sorry, Jeff. I'm afraid I can't do that.
That's all right. I always have the mute button. Anyhow, listeners, thank you so much for being here. Thanks for listening. We'll see everyone again tomorrow.